came in. There it is. It was a near great effort by Bernal to keep it alive, but Honeyman, too much heat behind it, and that stops the run. It's now 7-4. Cammy Dollinghouse, second on the team in digs. 94 serve percentage. We'll send it across for Nemaha Central. Bernal, middle left, to the front right portion of the net. In defense that time, Honeyman and Henry, the double team block. Back to back for the Thunder, 7-5. They're down by 2. Dollinghouse set to serve from left to right, left side of the floor. To the back row it goes, pushing it up front. Engel a chance, not much behind it, right to Honeyman. Dollinghouse, Henry taps it down, batted into the air. Good defense there by Halstead. Now Engel again. Dollinghouse got a hand on it, pushing it far side. Honeyman off the top of the net, delivers another one for Nemaha Central. And another catch by me at the stand. I'm incredible. 7-6. Dollinghouse back to serve. 3 straight for Nemaha Central, trimming it to 1. And now it's back to 2. Dollinghouse can read the lips. It said, my bad. And just service error there, ran into the net. And it's now 8-6. This is Engel back to serve. Fantastic junior here for the Dragons. Number one seed in this tournament. Good serve right to Garrity, but Nemaha scrambled a little bit, but right back to Honeyman. Good defense, and the rejection by Jordy Schroeder. 9-6 Halstead. On the receiving end, Nemaha Central. Honeyman pushing it towards Henry, and she underhands it over on a free ball. Piper Schroeder sets it. Here is that one down? I think they said it was. It was Bernal again. I think Nemaha Central thought it was out. Officials took a little bit of time deciding, but they give it to the Dragons. Now 3 straight. It's been a match of runs here so far in this first set so far. Here's Honeyman. Dollinghouse back to Honeyman, and that ends that little burst. Big time kill for Callie Honeyman. Makes it 10-7 Halstead. Nemaha Central gets the serve back. So Thunder had the first 3. Halstead came back with 7 straight. Thunder came back with 3 straight. Halstead went for 3 straight. And now Nemaha Central cut that streak out real quick. On the receiving end, Halstead, backline push. There's the spike, defended well. And it is Sundbeck and Honeyman double-teaming that point for Nemaha Central. It is 10-8. Serving is Allie Henry. And a chance here. Bernal again. Hit high into the air and up into the rafters it goes and out of play. Thomas a little late getting the hand out to it. Couldn't get a clean hit. And now it is 11-8. Halstead stops that short back-to-back point stretch by Nemaha Central. But we have not alternated 2 points yet. As Honeyman taps one down, batted into the air by Williams. And now Bernal again, another point for Halstead. Statistically, Bailey Bernal, a 5'10 freshman, the leader for this Dragons team. A 38-2 mark for her freshman campaign and a number one seed here at state. Sudbeck sends it across, not much behind it. Batted into the air by Schroeder. Bernal again. That one is out. 12-9. Nemaha Central down by 3. Set number 1, match number 4 of our 5 straight here on KNZA. Nemaha Central, Royal Valley in our final matchup after this one. Panthers out of the tournament at 0-2. Here's Garrity. Gets it over on a free ball. Engel. Bernal now, tipped and out of play. Sudbeck couldn't get a clean block. And Bernal again, another point to make it 13-9 in favor of the one seed Dragons. Couple of subs in for Halstead. Going back to serve is Danica Ewer. Has a staggered stance, starts her body shifted away from the net, and then kind of turns 90 degrees, lifts and fires. Honeyman on the back row. Dollinghouse sets it up. Garrity a chance. Defended high into the air. Bernal now. Back down it goes. Good dig by Hamid. Here's a chance for Sudbeck. Another good dig by Piper Schroeder. It's tapped down and Dollinghouse is there. Sudbeck pushing across. Engel has it. Now left side, middle of the floor. Bernal, finesse, pretty. Good plays on both sides. The back lines for both, making some nice plays. But again, Bernal, crafty with it. 14-9, the lead is 5 now for Halstead. They have scored 4 of the last 5. Here is Ewer again, sending it across. Thomas is there, back line push. Sudbeck spike and drill Schroeder in the face, but it kept it alive. And now Hamas with a diving save. Here's Sudbeck, middle of the floor. Finesse, and down it goes. Bernal just flung the left hand out and praying to keep that one alive. But, boy, Piper Schroeder, the sophomore, took one off the face, and it kept it alive. The Nemaha Central got the point. 14-10, Thunder trailing here in this opening set. Bernal again to the back left corner. Dollinghouse was there, set up perfectly, but they're going to get a net violation against Annie Williams, and that takes a point away from Halstead and gives it over to Nemaha Central. Back-to-back for the Thunder, their lead, or Halstead's lead, I should say, cut now to 14-11. Holthouse to serve. The dig by Engel. They want Bernal, and she goes into the net. Little short arm with that one. Three straight for NC. They're within 14-12. One of those hits where you just time your jump. You get off a little bit too early, and then you swing it through while you're on the way down. You don't get quite the hit that you want. They want Bernal again. This one is teed up well, and she made up for it this time around. Three straight for NC. Stop there, and it's now 15-12, Halstead. The serve coming from Bernal. Right side of the floor, sends it back left. Honeyman is there. Dollinghouse, Garrity a chance. Two-handed push shot and just enough into the corner. A diving effort by Bernal. She couldn't get there in time. And it's 15-13. NC down by 2. Both of these teams are 1-0 in pool play. The winner here with the little bit of an edge of earning potentially the top seed. And a spot in tomorrow's semifinals. And Sudbeck with the service error makes it 16-13 Halstead. Subs are in. Linton is back onto the floor. She will serve for Halstead. And Jordy Schroeder as well, the sophomore. Allie Henry also back in for Nemaha Central. 16-13 Halstead here in the opening set. Right to Honeyman. They fake it to Dollinghouse. Now Henry delivers, but a nice dig by Linton. Now tapped across, Dollinghouse, Hamas now chasing it down, back to the basket, sent back over by Henry. They want Engel, it's defended well. Now it's a battle at the net, and it's won by Allie Henry. Staying with it, number 24, and a big point there for Nemaha Central. Back to within 2, it is 16-14. Now it's Reagan Garrity's turn to serve for Nemaha Central. Sends it across, right to Bernal. Tipped into the air. They want Engel here. There's the spike. Another good defensive play, but Halstead ready on the rebound and then pushed back across by Engel. Far side, Honeyman, a little finesse. Down it goes, and then it's kicked away by Schroeder. And it's a one-point match here in this opening set, 16-15. Neodache has beaten Girard on the other side of the floor in their opening set, 25-21. They lead that second set, 7-3. Middle of the floor, free ball sent across by Halstead. Dollinghouse sets it up, leaning, firing. Good defense here by Halstead. Engel gets a chance, pushing it across, tipped back over by Henry. Halstead pushing it back. There's the set, there's the spike, there's the kill. This Jordy Schroeder gets in the books there. 17-15, Halstead in front. Good first set between these two 1-0 teams in pool play. Delana Schutte, daughter of the head coach, Diana Schutte, sends it across in a service error, a little bit too strong. 17-16, Thunder within one. And Cammie Dollinghouse serving it up for Nemaha Central. Halstead setting up Engel. Reagan Garrity had a chance, but stuck her hand out and just couldn't keep it inside the line. So it's now 18-16. Halstead clinging to this lead as we grind down the home stretch here in this opening set. Garrity on the receiving end of the serve. Honeyman teed up. There's the spike. Dug up nicely by Engel. Right to the net. Tap down. Point Nemaha Central. Henry again. A nice spot there to put that one down. 18-17. And Sudbeck back in. Thomas will take a seat. Henry to serve. Sends it across from left to right. Too strong. Service error. 19-17 Halstead. We've alternated the last 6 points. Annie Williams, the freshman, checking in. Frontline work for the Dragons. Serving is the sophomore, Jordy Schroeder. Right-handed serve. Thomas is there. Stallinghouse sets. Teed up for Honeyman, who buries it home. Good one there for Callie Honeyman. Continuing to alternate, 19-18, Thunder down by one. And the serve now coming from Honeyman. Casual with it, gets it across, dug up by Engel, front of the net. Bernal gets a look, not much behind it. Now it's high into the air, right on top of the net. Now on the side of Nemaha Central. Garrity left side, tipped in the air, couple of hits. Schroeder got it back up, and a free ball sent across by Halstead. Now, Sudbeck had to kind of time her jump, and then she stopped, got it back over. Bernal able to finish. We alternate another time. It is 20-18, Dragons. Subs are in. Danica Ewer is in for Tess Williams, and she will go back to serve. It's the Central Kansas League champs against the Big East League champs here in 2024. Here is the serve by Ewer. Sends it across. Stallinghouse. Holthouse. Put down by Sudbeck. Nicely done. 1-2-3. 20-19. Back to one. Dragons plus one. Serve opportunity here for Hallie Holthouse. Clear leader for this team and assists for Nemaha Central. Sends it across. Line drive serve. Couple of scrambles there. Bernal gets a good hit, but right to Honeyman. Stallinghouse now getting it from Holthouse, Now Bernal, another try, a little finesse. Sudbeck gets a hand on it. Now Garrity, a free ball back to the net, gets it back over. Backside opportunity, spike, another good dig by Honeyman. High into the air, put down by Stallinghouse off the top of the net. And that confused Engel a little bit on where it was going to end up. And we are now deadlocked at 20-20. We ain't talking the news program. Allie Holthouse again will serve. A 20-20 tie here between these top two teams. Here's the set. Here's the spike. There's the kill. And if you've been listening, heavy favorite for that point, Bernal. 21-20, Halstead retakes the lead. And now she will go back and serve. High into the air, sends it across, line drive to Honeyman. Holthouse sets it up. Sudbeck puts it down. 21-21 tie. Allie Henry's going to check back in for Hamas. Sudbeck will go back to serve. How about the season for Zoe Sudbeck, 5'7 senior? Leads the team with a 45 kill percentage. Second on the team in kills. Sends across the serve. 21 all here in the first set. Bernal two-handed. And now scrambling is Nemaha Central. They can't get there. Great effort by Holthouse. But the dive was a little tardy. And just a little bit late. 22-21 Halstead. They get the serve back. Linton is back in to serve. 5'6 senior. Jersey number 6. Below the knee dribbles. Sends it across. Thomas back left. Holthouse. And Henry goes into the net and then looks the other way and points up with the thumb saying, I need it higher. And crunch time now, timeout on the floor. Halstead 23, Nemaha Central 21, set 1, match 4 of 5 here on KNZA. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number one seed Halstead leading five seed Nemaha Central in a battle of 1-0s here in pool play. As we are coming down the home stretch of set number one, Halstead 23, Nemaha Central 21. Out of the timeout, the serve is coming up here for Sloan Linton, 5'6 senior. Halstead trying to close out this first set. It was a match of runs early, but it's been back and forth since the midway portion. Defense that time, Bernal, the rejection on the spike attempt from Garrity, and it's set point for the Dragons, 24-21. They have scored three straight. Dollinghouse is out, waiting for this late sub for Nemaha Central. And we'll see Kate Niehuis in, first time in this matchup. Checks in on the front line. Halstead trying to close it out. 24-21, they lead it here in this opening set. And it was tipped back over, and now tapped back across to Hamas. Holthouse, far side, miscommunication, and a late hit goes out of play as Henry and Honeyman had miscommunication, and Halstead survives and wins the first set. Dragons 25, Thunder 21. 2 minute timeout. Set two action coming your way next.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Number one seed Halstead Dragons hold on, defeat Nemaha Central in the opening set here, 25-21. These two teams 1-0 in pool play coming in. So right now, advantage for Halstead with that 25-21 set one win. They scored the final 4 points of that set. It was tied at 21. But Halstead four straight. And now the Thunder in must-win mode here going into set two. Chance Lake in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Our final matchup after this one will be Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. So excited to have a couple of Big East League teams fighting it out here in the state tournament in Hutch. But right now for Nemaha Central, they got a bounce back and take care of Halstead here in this second set. Dragons looking for a sweep now with the 25-21 set one win. Everybody getting geared up here, ready to roll. The serve for Halstead coming from Delana Schutte. And here we go. Set two underway. Right to left serve. Garrity there. Dollinghouse sets it up. Battle at the net on the side of Nemaha Central. Still high above the net. Henry puts it down. Bernal was there. Now free ball sent across by Bernal. Garrity. Holds out. Honeyman. Set back over. Batted into the air by Dollinghouse. Now Dollinghouse gets a chance. Tipped up. Schroeder had it. Now Engel gets a chance. Into the hands of Garrity and out of play. Good first point there, and Halstead gets it, 1-0 their lead. Nemaha Central scored the first three in set one. And then Halstead came back with seven straight at a 7-3 lead. They go on to win 25-21. Here's Honeyman, left side of the net, up top, down to a knee. Picking it up is Jordy Schroeder. Now Engel waits for it, sends it across, down it goes. 2-0 Halstead. And Schutte continues to serve it up. 5-9 senior for the Dragons. Here's the serve from right to left. Garrity back middle. Holthouse sets it up and a point for Nemaha Central. They get the first one from Allie Henry. Another assist tallied up by Holthouse. 2-1 Halstead here in set two. And Nemaha Central with Dollinghouse. Back to serve it from left to right. Piper Schroeder there. They set up Engel. There's the spike, and there's the point. And they blow it dead. They call a lift against Nemaha Central. Interesting call. 3-1, Dragons. Tess Williams is in. Substitution for Halstead. Serving is Engel. Sends it across. Heavy pace to Hamas. Back right corner. Honeyman middle of the floor. Garrity just shoves it across on a free ball. Here is Bernal delivering again. Bailey Bernal front left to back right. And Halstead has scored four of the first five here in set number two. Engel again. What a junior year she has had. Over 330 kills. And she goes right into the net on that one. So NC gets the point, 4-2. Thunder down by two. They'll get the serve back. It'll be Allie Henry. Leaning to her right, sends it across, line drive. Bernal gets it back from the set. Little finesse, tapped into the air by Holthouse. Now Dollinghouse over to Honeyman, who put one down, and it's launched way out of play. And Honeyman, the point there for Nemaha Central. Back-to-back for the Thunder. They get to within 4-3. And Henry, another serve opportunity. Piper Schroeder, the dig. Here's the set. Bernal spike. Did they call it in? They did not. It is 4-4. Well, the backline judge who was supposed to make the call had to jump out of the way, and then it was the near side official who came on and made that decision of that point being out. 4-4 tie here in set two. Halstead won the first set, 25-21, and there's a service error for Nemaha Central. And it gives Halstead the lead back at 5-4. Jordy Schroeder, serve time for her, for Halstead. Right side of the floor, sends it back middle. Dollinghouse a tough hit there, but Sudbeck able to get it across. Halstead on the attack. Here's the set. Here's the spike, dug up nicely by Henry. Halstead gets it back. They want Bernal again. Left side, Hamas gets a hand out to keep it alive. And now Honeyman, middle of the floor, getting it back over. Tipped at the net. There's the spike. Left-handed that time by Williams. Halstead back to Bernal. Little finesse shot. Dollinghouse was there. Now Honeyman a chance to put one down, and she does. And a 5-5 tie as teams now making multiple substitutions. So and they have not put up that Nemaha Central point yet. I think it should be 5-5, but it's still showing 5-4, so okay. Bernal with the spike. Honeyman's got it to Garrity into the net. 6-4, unless I missed something. And I think Jessica Cook is, yeah, I was about to say, it should be 6-5. Yeah, it should be 6-5. Yeah, they missed the point. Jessica Cook looks right over at me, points at me. I give her the thumbs up. I say, yep, it should be 6-5. Don't tell me they're going to let this slip away. Well, they are not going to give that back to Nemaha Central. So we'll see how that transpires throughout. It should be 6-5, but they rule it 6-4. The Sudbeck get it right back. Good dig on the back line by Engel. Now right side, there's the flat down by Williams. Great job by Honeyman. Now Bernal puts a tap to it. Honeyman chasing it down. Well, you can get it right back if you're Nemaha Central, but here is Bernal, and she puts it away. Seven to four. Even though Nemaha should have five. I'm sure I'll mention that a few other times if this stays close. Here's the serve by Halstead. Hamas on the back line. Holthaus sets it up. Here comes Honeyman with the spike. It's dug up nicely by Engel. Now Bernal, another chance, and she goes into the net. And falls to the backside, helped up by her teammates. 7-5 now the score. And back to serve here is Holthaus. Sends it across. Engel. They want Bernal again. There's the spike through the defense, and down it goes. It's split Sudbeck and Garrity. And it's now 8-5. Halstead won the first set 25-21. Both these teams 1-0 in pool play. There's the serve by Bernal. Now Sudbeck gets a look, and she delivers a big point for Nemaha Central. Subs in for both sides. Henry back onto the floor. Hamas takes a seat. Linton is out for Halstead. Annie Williams is in. Here's the serve by Sudbeck. Batted up into the air by Williams. Now left side, Engel tapping it across. Nice down to get that one for Dollinghouse. Now Henry has a good look. Batted into the air by Schroeder. Now back to Engel, and it's in there for a point. It was deflected by Garrity. 9-6, the Halstead lead here in set two. Linton back in. She'll go back to serve for the Dragons. And here we go. Sends it across to Honeyman. Holthaus. Henry leaning back to tie into the air. Out of play. Point Nemaha Central. 9-7. Now Reagan Garrity's turn to serve for Nemaha Central. Well, if you're back in Seneca listening, we appreciate it very much. A heavy dose. Nemaha Central fans out here in Hutchinson. There's a Bernal spike. Well defended by Henry and company up front. Holthaus here to Honeyman, and it's dug up by Schroeder. Battle at the net, tipped down. Pinball effect, whistle blows. They call lift on the Dragons. Point Nemaha Central, they're within 9-8. And Garrity again an opportunity to serve. Sends it over. To the front of the net, Halstead. There's the set. There's the spike. Hamas with a beautiful dig. Now Honeyman on the spike. Gets it down, and we're tied at 9. Three straight points for NC. A 9-9 tie here in set number 2. Garrity continues to serve here on the three-point run currently for Nemaha Central. Low liner. Engel. Middle of the floor, and it has to underhand it back over. Garrity. Holthaus. Henry. Too long. Alstead retakes the lead. It's 10-9. First set was close throughout, outside the early portions, where Halstead had a 7-3 lead. And after that, it got to pretty much back-and-forth affair. Here's Honeyman, has to tap it with the left hand, couldn't get much behind it. Now Bernal to Engel, who gets it back over. Here's Dollinghouse. They tee it up for Honeyman, and that one is good. 10-10 tie for the last five have gone to Nemaha Central. Now it is Cammy Dollinghouse's turn for the serve. Well, again, they missed a point for the Thunder earlier in this match. And we'll see if that comes back to be an issue late in this important second set between these two. Here's Halstead. They set it up. Engel gets it down. A near great save by Thomas, but the second effort not there by Honeyman. 11-10 Halstead. Serve is in. It's Tess Williams. And the serve from Catherine Engel. There's the serve right to left, right to Garrity. Holthaus, back line set. Spike defended well. And the blocking point to Bailey Bernal. Three of the last four to Halstead. They lead it 12-10. Well, the winner here will secure a semifinal spot tomorrow, regardless of what happens in their final match. And now Honeyman sends one wide to the left, and it's 13-10. Dragons a little bit of rhythm here as Engel continues to serve. Sends it across right to Garrity. They want Honeyman this time, and she delivers a big kill. Nicely done. Well played. 13-11. Thunder getting the serve back, down two. Studbeck is in, Thomas is out, Henry back to serve. Garrity, Holthaus, Studbeck, Honeyman, Dollinghouse, and Henry all on the floor for Nemaha Central. Halstead pushing it backside, there's the spike, is it long? It is. Just a touch too long for Jordy Schroeder, back-to-back points for Nemaha Central. They're within one, it is 13-12. Opportunity here for Henry. Point here would tie it up, even though it should already be tied. That's a different story, different day. Here's Bernal, who buries one home. 14-12. Nemaha Central trailing by two. And this is Jordy Schroeder now serving for the Dragons. Number one seed in this tournament. 39-2 their record. Nemaha Central at 40-5. Sensational win percentages for both. Here's Bernal leaning left, firing right. Honeyman trying to keep it alive. Dollinghouse, a big-time third shot to get it back over. They want Bernal again. She tees it up. Another huge dig by Thomas. And now Honeyman puts one down. Well played this time by Halstead. Bernal able to get it back over to Dollinghouse. They set it up for Shutback, and she delivers a big point. Boy, Thomas with two incredible digs there that ultimately led to that point. It is now 14-13, Halstead by one. Sub onto the floor for the Dragons, that is Ewer. Serve coming up for Callie Honeyman. Halstead won the first set 25-21. Nemaha Central trailing in set two, 14-13. Here's Bernal, set, spike, dug up by Henry. Tapped at the net between the two teams. On the side of the Dragons, Bernal again buries another one. Through the outstretched arms of Honeyman, and it's 15-13. Subs in both sides. A staggered stance by Ewer on the serve for the Dragons. Leans left, turns facing, and fires. Honeyman the dig. Here's the set. Spike by Sudbeck, right into the arms of Ewer. High into the air, near side. Spike attempt down once again for Bernal. 16-13, Halstead. Past the halfway point here in this second set, a must-win here for the Thunder to force a winner-take-all set number three. Another serve by Ewer. Holthouse keeps it alive. Sudbeck delivers a strong hit, but Halstead ready for it. Now Bernal again, this time into the net it goes. 16-14, NC trailing by two. And now back to serve is Holthouse. Middle of the floor, casual with the swing through. Schroeder up front, Bernal again. Defended well. Sudbeck and Garrity, the defensive efforts on the block. Makes it 16-15. The lead is cut to one. Although a point was missed for the Thunder earlier in this set. And what should be right now 16-16, but it is not. 16-15 on the score. Halstead sets it up. Bernal, finesse. Garrity gets a hand on it. And they call lift. Or no, they're going to say Garrity was under the net. Beg your pardon. 17-15, Halstead. And Bernal now with the serve. Takes her time, sends it across. Honeyman there. Holthouse set. Sudbeck spike. Schroeder high into the air. No one else can get it. Sudbeck, a big kill there. And it's back to a one-point deficit. 17-16, Dragons plus one. Here comes Henry back in on the front lines, joining Garrity and Dollinghouse. Behind him is Holthouse, Honeyman, and Sudbeck to serve. Gets it over. Nice job by Bernal to keep that one from being an ace. Now Engel gets it back over. Dollinghouse, middle of the floor, hit with the right hand by Honeyman. Here's the set. Here's Engel on the spike again. Well defended. Is it out? Not enough. It's a point for Halstead. Landed right in front of me. Couldn't quite get the glimpse if it was on the line or not. Again, a little bit hesitant with the official here on the near side to make the call. But Halstead gets that one there. 18-16. They lead the Thunder here in set two, trying to sweep this one. And then Linton misfired on the serve. And it's 18-17. Now Garrity to serve. Thunder trailing by one here in this second set. Right side of the floor, sends it back left. Right at the top of the net. Honeyman taps it down. Now Bernal scrambling up to Engel, who spikes and gets one to go. Through Dollinghouse and Henry. And we continue to alternate here once again. 19-17, Halstead. Dragons won the first set. After it was a 21-21 tie, Dragons scored the final four to win it 25-21. Now they lead at 19-17 here in the second set. Garrity back row, now up to Honeyman, little two-handed tap. Engel diving to save it, now it's pushed back over by Dollinghouse. Halstead resets, there's a tap-down shot there, that time by Ewer. Honeyman now gets a chance, backline save by Bernal. Ewer taps it over, and correction, that was Engel, the point for Halstead. Timeout, Nemaha Central. Halstead 20, Thunder 17, set number two. Thunder need it. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayleville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halstead leading this one 21-17, as I just don't know where some of these points are coming from, but the Dragons have the momentum out of the timeout. They won the first set 25-21. These are the two 1-0 teams in this pool. Royal Valley will play Nemaha Central after this one in the final pool play match for both. Panthers have been eliminated, losing their first two matchups to Halstead and Beloit. But again, it was 20-17 on the scoreboard when we went to break. We came out of it, it's 21-17, and I'm not the only one thinking about it. Thunder head coach Jessica Cook talking to the officials over here. I mean, they are being robbed of multiple points here. It's 20-17. I don't know where that point came from. I have to help out here. So I'm on the radio here trying to help out Coach Cook and company. They already gave a point, or forgot to get a point on the board for Nemaha Central. Now all of a sudden a random point's added during a timeout. I don't know how that happened. They got to get this squared away. And it should be 20-18 if we're being real. Yeah, that score is not correct. It is not correct. Taking away the first one that they let slip away. Again, it should be 20-18, but now both coaches, scorebooks over at the table to try to figure this out. This is a crucial point in this match. Well, hang with us here. In both of these teams, 1-0 in pool play. The winner here securing a semifinal spot tomorrow. There's a lot of confusion here. Again, it should be 20-18. They missed a point when it was 6-4, when it should have been 6-5. They did not tally one of Nemaha Central's points early in the match. It was clearly missed. And now we're just adding random points during timeouts. Both coaches, again, just trying to figure this out. The real score should be 20-18, but the one that they missed, they take it off the board. So it's 20-17. All right, so they at least got that one fixed. Halstead fans booing, but you don't get free points during timeouts. Not how it works. So, all right, here we go. 20-17, now on the scoreboard. Even though it should be 20-18. But that, I digress. Here we go. Well, wait, never mind. Now we are getting something settled down here as well. Officials talking to the coaches still. Players are out, ready to go. Still waiting and confirming, and we're good. 20-17. Here we go. Out of the timeout. Halstead with the serve from right to left, right to Garrity. Holthaus sets it up. Honeyman delivers. Despite the break, Thunder come out screaming there, and it's 20-18. And the Thunder rally to force a third set. Collinghouse the serve. Dig by Engel. Now gets it back across, does Engel. Now Honeyman, an incredible save to get that one over, diving way out of play. Put across by Engel. Boy, if Honeyman gets this point! Oh, she earned it. Holy cow, maybe the play of the tournament. Completely that angle just seemed impossible to get it back and inside the pole on the far side, but it's 20-19. Honeyman, it was all her there. Here's a set for Engel, batted down. And they call a violation. It's a lift, and we're tied at 20. Three straight for the Thunder. Out of the timeout. And a timeout for Halstead. Momentum shifting here late in set number two. A deadlock tie at 20-20. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Out of this timeout, it's a 20-20 tie here in set number two. Nemaha Central, three straight, getting the momentum back. It is a must-win for them. Halstead won the first set 25-21. We've had some score table issues here throughout this match. But the Thunder trying to beat the odds of that. Thomas, Garrity, Honeyman, Holthouse, Henry, and Dollinghouse with the serve. Taps across. And they call a violation against Halstead. Thunder take the lead. It's 21-20. Four straight for the Thunder. Dollinghouse to serve. Nemaha Central fans feeling it. There's the set. There's the spike. There's the kill. We're tied. That was Jordy Schroeder. And that stops the run of four straight for Nemaha Central. And again, it is deadlocked at 21-21 here in this second set. Here is the serve by Engel. Thomas is there. Dollinghouse running it down. Honeyman a look, and Honeyman a kill. 22-21, NC by one. Quick sub is in. Danica Ewer is back, coming in for Halstead, replacing Tess Williams. Back to serve for Nemaha Central is Allie Henry. Crucial point here in this second set. Thunder need it to force a winner-take-all set three. Henry a good serve. Halstead ready for it. Push it near side. Bernal a look. Bernal a kill. 22-22 tie. And another sub rotating in. Annie Williams and also Linton, who's going to come back in to serve for Halstead. Nope, never mind. Linton is out. And the serve is coming from Jordy Schroeder. 22-22 tie here in set two. There's the serve by the Dragons. Holthouse sets it up. Honeyman can't get it over. She went into the net. 23-22, Halstead. And a timeout, Thunder. We'll take a 30 as well. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it is crunch time indeed. If you look it up in the dictionary, you're going to find Halstead leading Nemaha Central 23-22 here in set number two, and it's a must-win here for Nemaha Central to force a third. Dragons won the first set 25-21. Out of the timeout, back to serve, Jordy Schroeder. Sundbeck, Holthouse, Honeyman on the front lines. Henry, Dollinghouse, and Thomas, the back line for NC. Here's the serve from right to left. Thomas has it. Holthouse, back line set. There's the spike, tips in the air. Halstead has it. Now Bernal gets a look. Batted up into the air. Nemaha Central scrambling. Dollinghouse to Honeyman. Incredible save. And it's going to the other side. What a point for Nemaha Central. Holy cow. Honeyman and Dollinghouse double teaming that save away from the line. I mean, just way out of play. And it's 23-23. An incredible close here. Honeyman to serve. Sends it over. Halstead wants to set it up. Of course, Bernal gets it down. And Sundbeck and Holthouse can't quite get a clean block on it. And Halstead has match point. It is 24-23. Let's not forget the missed point earlier in the match where it should be 24-24. And that's an ace. And that ends it. As Halstead survives 25-23 in set two. They sweep Nemaha Central both tight. But the Thunder drop to 1-1 in pool play. Halstead, they go to 2-0, secure a semifinal spot tomorrow. 2-minute timeout. We'll wrap it up, get you set for the Thunder and the Panthers, our final matchup. But a 2-minute timeout. We're back right after this.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a very unfortunate set of circumstances for Nemaha Central as they lose to Halstead in straight sets, 25-21, 25-23. So now we get set for Thunder and Panthers. Certainly exciting to have two Big East League teams battling here at the state tournament. Now Nemaha Central needing to look for a win to give themselves a good opportunity to get to tomorrow. Things could get really interesting in the standings if the Panthers are able to pull it out. We'll talk about it throughout, but again, this second set between Halstead and Nemaha Central, got to talk about it. Early on, it was 6-4 Halstead. Nemaha Central got a kill, should have been 6-5. They wait. They don't put up the point for them. And then finally, head coach Jessica Cook goes to the scorer's table, and they tell her, well, it's been too long. We can't add the point back. Okay, well, let's see if that comes back to be an issue. Well, before it got to an issue, we had a timeout when it was 20-17, and in the middle of a timeout, it went to 21-17, so Halstead got another point just randomly, but they fixed that. It took a little bit of time. They ultimately fixed that. They got it back to 20-17, but still the missed points early on in that set. It did come back to be an issue because what was a 25-23 score, or before the Halstead match point, it should have been 24-24. But they were unable to get that point back. Halstead closed it out, and the Thunder now got a rebound here and take on a familiar opponent in Royal Valley. Again, the Panthers 0-2, Nemaha Central at 1-1. We step aside for a timeout. We're back in about 7 or 8 minutes or so hang with us, not too long. And then we got two Big East League teams here in the state tournament, Royal Valley, Nemaha Central. Hang with us. We're back in about 7 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello. My name is Sarah Luker.